FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
News has just come through of a devastating crash in the Free State. At least 10 people have been killed after a bus and a truck collided on the N6.
We were activated at about 3:50 a.m. this morning as emergency services. And on arrival on scene, we found a truck and a bus. They collided partially head on to the side.
That's Sipho Toa, who is the Free State Emergency Communications Manager. Now, the incident occurred this morning outside Redisburg and has led to a total road closure. Images from the scene show parts of the bus obliterated. 23 other people have been injured, some of them critically. An economist has warned that sluggish economic growth could further weaken the rand against global economies. This after the release of the latest GDP figures, which show that the economy grew by only 0.6% in the fourth quarter of 2024.
We are therefore concerned about downside risks to our expectation for significantly better growth in 2025.
Elna Mulman says it's concerning that 7 out of 10 sectors contracted during that period as well.
More worrying is that in many sectors, real GDP was still below their pre-COVID levels in the fourth quarter of last year. This is the most acute for the construction sector, where real GDP was 25% below its pre-COVID level.
A grieving family in Lamontville says they won't rest until their mother is found. Sondeni Gabashe and six others were swept away by deadly flash floods when heavy rain slashed Durban's southern parts last week. The 60-year-old's body hasn't been recovered. Speaking on behalf of the Umhlongo family, Jabulani Mdudli says Gabashe was staying at Durban's Impala holiday flats. He says while they have accepted that she's gone, finding her will bring some closure to her loved ones.
We would like to ask that the team that they are searching our beloved ones, there must be a communication, a proper communication between us and them, at least to give us an update each and every day that what is happening, what they have found, or even if they haven't found nothing, but just to show that they are looking, that will make us a little bit better.
The president has slammed the in-house protests, which saw opposition lawmakers light flares and set off tear gas grenades. Footage shared online show eggs and water being flung at members of the ruling party. It appeared to be in support of ongoing anti-corruption protests. Several lawmakers were injured. The president has called for legal action. On the weather front here at home, we've got a high of 29 degrees in Durban and Maritzburg, Richards Bay 31. I'm Natara Nadeerson. You can follow our WhatsApp channel for the latest local and international news. Just hit updates to search for East Coast Radio Newswatch.
And a look at what's coming up in your sports. There's some new faces in Bafana Bafana boss Hugo Bruce's 37-member preliminary squad for the 2026 FIFA World Cup qualifiers. Kaizer Chiefs earned some redemption in the Betway Premiership, and Aiden Markram has passed his fitness test and is available for selection for their Champions Trophy semi-final clash against the Black Caps.